Hello everybody, welcome back to another episode, and today I'm here with Max. Say hello, Max.
Hi, Hank.
Hello. And today we will be discussing, is there life on other planets, or do aliens exist? Would you like to start our conversation?
Sure. I don't know, I feel like there's lots of planets in the solar system.
Yeah,
or not necessarily our solar system, but
like the universe,
yeah,
the galaxy.
And there's got to be something out there. Even if it's, like, as small as, like, microorganisms.
Right.
It's something, right?
Right, right. Like, some people think there's aliens out there.
Mm-hmm.
And because scientists at NASA have found, like, planets that are habitable by, like, people and stuff.
Yeah, and it's, like, you also have to think about how long it took Earth to become what it is today and, like, civilization and stuff, right? But maybe there are planets that we just haven't found life on because it's just starting, like, what you...
Or it's just, like, so the planet's so far away, right?
Yeah.
That it's, so far away that people haven't discovered it yet, and there could be, like, a whole different civilization on there.
Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah.
And, but, like, I feel like... Even the people say that the universe could even be infinite. We don't really know.
That's what I think, because, like, the closet behind you, it's big.
Mm-hmm.
But then the house that we're in is big. The Earth is big.
And
it just keeps growing.
Yeah, but then if the universe is infinite, then there should be
something that's
at least
a
civilization. Maybe they even speak a language similar to English. Because if there's infinite
possibilities,
stuff, then,
really?
Yeah, then there's infinite possibilities.
Right, right. Like, if there's infinite possibilities, it could be really end up being really common that somebody or something on a different planet starts speaking English.
Yeah.
Or it goes from gibberish to slightly clear, and then just write English.
Or even the way that they look or evolved to be similar to us. Like, I guess it depends on their planet's ecosystem.
Yeah.
Right?
And I know, you have a telescope, so have you ever seen anything through your telescope besides the moon?
I mean, it's not a super powerful telescope, but I've looked at other planets. Like, I think I looked at Jupiter once.
That's pretty cool.
It's kind of like, for the planets that are closer to us, it's more than a dot. And for, like, what is it? Yeah, Jupiter, it's, since it's so big,
right.
You could see the shape of it more than just a bright light.
Right, like, for other planets, it's just a dot.
Yeah.
Maybe not even to us. But if you were to get closer, if you're an astronaut, it's massive. It might be bigger than Earth, or just smaller, like Saturn, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what the size of Saturn is, but...
And they've even talked about, Mars being inhabited by humans one day, but...
Yeah, Elon Musk wants to have that done by 2030, but...
Yeah, I feel like we should just be taking care of our planet,
yeah,
right?
Like, our planet's pretty much a mess by now.
Yeah, we could... Instead of thinking about maybe inhabiting another planet, we could just stick with ours, right?
Exactly. I see what you mean, because in some major cities, like... There's trash everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went into Toronto once, and there was trash, like, a bit of litter there, a bit of litter there.
Yeah.
And, like, if we were to clean all that up, okay, then we could even start thinking about Mars or any other planets, right?
Yeah. And, maybe Mars already has life on it, because they didn't they find, like, ancient ice frozen on it, like water that was frozen on Mars?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
I heard something about that.
Even though, like, what if there are, this is like, there's massive underground civilization on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if their underground society's a mess, and they're like, they think, okay, we've got to clean this up, and then we can think about going to Earth.
Yeah.
And it could just, everything get reversed.
But we'd never know it because we are thinking too much about moving there than what the planet actually has.
Or what it needs.
Yeah, or there's so many stuff that we haven't even discovered on this planet, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, people are still discovering, like, these things, these animals. Mm. And technology, I would say technology isn't as advanced or advanced enough for them to go to space. Like, the space station, that's pretty impressive. Some companies have started launching, like, commercial flights space shuttles to space, but just for a few seconds.
It's just, like, orbiting, right? It's much harder to land on a planet, especially since you got, like...
It's not like a plane.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't go right in. You're going straight up, and you've got to land it straight down so you don't tip either way. Mm.
But anyway, back to the question, what do you think about...
I think there's life out there. Mm-hmm. But when I really think about it, I start to think that that's impossible. There's no way that could, like, actually happen.
Yeah, but, like, how are we here?
Exactly.
So...
And, like, what came before the dinosaurs, for example? Mm-hmm. Like, when the Earth was nothing, what was before that?
Yeah.
Like, something had to make the Earth. Like, the chemicals that are on Earth.
Yeah. So, do you believe in the Big Bang?
Yes. I have heard of that theory, but I'm not sure if it's real.
Yeah. I mean, it seems...
Real?
Like, scientifically stable and mathematically, but, like, not... It just seems so, what's the word, like, complex, and everything had to be so perfect for something like that to happen.
Exactly. Like, if, it's kind of like shooting a bullet at another bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are the odds of them colliding, and it would create a cloud, which, imagine if that cloud was Earth.
Yeah. Well, you got a picture, like, a bullet hitting a bullet, like, that's already such...
Low,
like,
odds.
Such a rare...
Occurrence.
Thing, yeah, occurrence. But then that, like, put that to the power of, like, a million, right?
Exactly.
So that's, like, yeah. It's, and all the elements that were made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, like, what, I want to say 0.01 odds. Maybe even
probably
less.
Probably even less,
it's,
yeah,
like, 0.0001, maybe.
And maybe this was just... our Big Bang, like the expansion, but maybe there was
multiple other ones. Big Bangs.
Yeah, or maybe there was one bigger one that created this one.
Exactly. And this is all our opinion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this could be totally false, but this is exactly what we think.
Do you know anything about black holes?
Yes. I watched a YouTube short on it yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you learn?
How big they actually are. Like, it was like the scale difference, like, mm-hmm. There's all of these suns, with suns massive, and then it doesn't even really compare to the size of a big black hole.
Yeah, because they just expand, right?
And eat everything around it.
Yeah, so what do you think happens when you enter a black hole?
I've seen, like, things like YouTube videos and stuff, it's like, this guy went into a black hole, but somehow made it out. That's impossible.
Yeah.
Like, the vacuum of it is so much.
And there's no way that a person would even, like, that on Earth would ever be able to even get to a black hole because they're so far away.
Exactly. But I'm going to say inside a black hole, they look so small, like, mm-hmm. thickness. But, like, if you were to go through, I used to think that you'd just go right through. And then I thought that you would just pass out and then come out the other side. But then it's just complete blackness. And I'm going to say the oxygen's so dense in there because it's like the vacuum.
I feel like it's everything that you can ever imagine, and, like, you can't imagine it because...
It's so big.
That's the only way of experiencing it, right?
Right, like, you can't imagine an earthquake. You need to experience it.
Yeah. But,
or,
like,
being inside a tornado, you have to experience it to actually know what it's like.
Maybe they don't necessarily kill you. They just, like, but that would be even worse, possibly.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
happened? I thought they killed you, or then they just made you pass out, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, there's been... NASA is, like, there's planets, like, 5,000 light years away that's inhabitable.
Mm-hmm.
But is it really? Like, NASA is NASA. But, like, what is actually, like... Because it's got to, what, have hydrogen, oxygen, and what's the other thing?
Well, that's another thing. If it's inhabitable, then there's bound to be life on it, right? Or, like, at least very tiny microorganisms. And then if you got to be pretty desperate to fly out there all those light years away
yeah.
to get to one of those planets and then realize that it's not even... Or maybe it could change by the time you get there.
Like... When you said that, I thought of, like, I went to the Dominican over March break, in March, and, I thought of it like this when you said that. I'm on the plane, this didn't actually happen, I'm on the plane, I'm landing, like, oh no, I forgot something, and I'm not going to be able to go back.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Because it's so far away.
Even Mars, that would still be such a hard thing to do.
Even, I mean, I was going to say the moon, or like the space station.
Anything.
The space station.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if you forget something vital on Earth when you're in the space station?
Yeah.
Like, it's going to take a rocket, it's going to take probably...
Fuel, which you might not have.
$1 billion, maybe, of fuel.
Yeah.
And then just to launch your charger into space.
Mm-hmm.
Because technology's become so, like, advanced now.
And then you're risking your life for
exactly.
all that stuff just to get back.
Yeah. Right? Like the Apollo 11 event, or 13.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just watched that movie with Tom Hanks in it.
Oh. I didn't. I have just heard the story.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Like, everything's going fine, then it's just... It explodes.
Yeah. Do you think that there could be anything underneath the ground,
like
alive?
On Mars?
No, on Earth, like alien life. But alien life could even be a species that we haven't discovered on Earth yet. It's
exactly,
thing,
like
right?
Every new species
is considered alien before it's named.
Yeah, before it's named. That's what I was about to say. And like, I think because it goes the crust, the different layers than the core.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think there could be possibly, like, actual, like, human people. Like,
yeah.
Aliens.
I mean, what's the deep... Mariana Trench is the deepest.
Mariana Trench.
It's the deepest, but I forget what the depth is. Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Well, it goes down a certain depth, and there still isn't creatures that they've found down there.
Right. I'll look it up quick and then I'll tell you.
Okay.
How deep is the Mariana's Trench? Oh, wow, that's deep.
Jeez.
35,876 feet. That's deeper than Mount Everest is tall. I mean, that makes sense.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's the deepest part in the ocean.
So...
That's, like... How does the, like, was there an underwater earthquake that rattled the earth 35,000 some odd feet?
Yeah, like
down?
A split, or like maybe a glacier that even went into the, but no human could get down that deep, even with the equipment that we have now, because it would.
Maybe an equipment,
it would
20
collapse.
Years,
yeah.
Everything would just go,
yeah.
And just like.
We need something far more advanced than what we have now.
Like, have you heard of the Titans incident? Mr. Beast was, like, down to the Titanic. Mr. Beast was offered to go on it.
Oh, yeah.
It just imploded in, like, a millisecond.
Yeah.
In less than a blink of an eye, it just went... But, like, if you were to think about that, that's only to the Titanic's depth. And
which isn't even that deep. It's just off the coast of Newfoundland, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. But, like, off the coast of Newfoundland, it might be deep, but, like... Not as deep as the Mariana Trench.
It doesn't even compare.
Like, even though the Titan may have been not that structurally sound, still, it's like, that would have happened. The most experienced nuclear submarine pilot, most well-advanced,
yeah.
It would have exploded. or imploded.
That's even crazier, because if you go too deep, it's like certain death. If you go too high, it's certain death, because eventually the oxygen
when delete.
Yeah, like it's if you go up to the top of Mount Everest, it's really hard to breathe. But if you went that same depth down, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Even if you were like in a normal cave, the temperatures would be so different and the climate would be so different.
Yeah, and like
if Mariana Trench didn't have water in it and you could just walk down, it'd be like a whole different world.
Exactly. But like if you were to think of Mount Everest, you can barely breathe up there, because that's why you have the oxygen tanks. Go down to the ocean, bottom of the ocean, can't breathe. So we're like on the perfect in between, like between too high, too low, like right there.
Yeah, it's like so crazy. So that would have to be similar circumstances for us to survive on another planet, or alien life even, right?
Yeah, like alien life, as you just mentioned. What if they go too low or go too high? Done. They've got to stay right in the middle, like planes fly at, what, 3,200?
Yeah, something
approximately. But the air up there is really thin, because that's why they have oxygen masks.
Yeah,
if the cabin were to...
I was going
to
say that.
But, like, what about astronauts? They go... The space shuttle goes a lot higher. And think of how thin the oxygen is there. And by the time you reach space, there's none at all.
Well, yeah, that's why they test them in the in the water.
Yeah,
right?
I've seen that.
So it's like similar. I mean, water definitely is different than just nothing, like no gravity.
Yeah, but it's a good like training for the astronauts, right? As like, I've seen a video where a guy experienced the training, and you've got scuba divers on each side, like helping you move around. But it helps you. It trains the astronauts for the, like, no gravity. Sure, it's, like, water has a bit of density. So it's got just a bit of gravity. But space, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Just you and a bunch of space junk.
I mean, the only way to change the amount of gravity in water... water is held down by gravity, but when you're in it, it's like...
No gravity either.
Yeah, because if you breathe in, let's just say that you could breathe in underwater, just theoretically, you would float up, right?
Right.
But if you let the air out, like a submarine,
you'd float
down. Yeah. But in space,
that's just not going to work at all.
I know. You can't.
Something like else I find really interesting is the wind. Like, on the flag out there, it's like, it's waving, but if you were to go underneath the water, it's not going to wave.
Yeah.
But on the moon,
the
flag was waving. That's why people think it's fake.
Yeah.
But apparently it was like some special type of flag.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they had, like, the flag was dipped in some sort of oil that hardened, or some sort of liquid that hardened, so you could see the American flag, so it wasn't just hanging straight down.
Yeah.
It's my... Yeah.
Yeah, mine. Still, if... Theoretically, you could breathe in space. I think the pressure on your lungs would be so hard that even if you tried, it would be impossible.
Yeah.
That's why you've got the spacesuits, and they're, like, thick. That's why you can actually breathe with your oxygen. Can you imagine being stranded in space? That would be, like...
I think that's everybody's worst fear.
Yeah, especially the
every sane person.
Yeah, especially that girl that actually got stuck in space without oxygen.
What girl?
I don't know. It was an astronaut, and she was on her spacewalk, and the tether snapped, because this was a long time ago. And she just started drifting off in space. And then, like, if you were to look up, just getting back on topic here, if you were to, like, go to the aliens and go to news, right? There's been things where it's like, this thing fell from the sky. Like, And they bring it into
like
a lab.
Oh yeah, like UFO sightings and stuff, right?
Yeah, I thought I saw one in my backyard for a while, but I was 5 at the time, so.
Well, what do you think about Area 51?
That was actually a topic for a different video, or a different episode, sorry. I was going to discuss it with somebody else.
Well, do you think that, like, aliens could come to us?
Yeah.
Maybe they aren't evolved enough.
Yeah, like, we're calling them aliens, but...
To them, they aren't.
Exactly, like, to us, we're humans, we have names and stuff. Like, but if you discover something, it's technically considered an alien until it's named. Mm-hmm. So if aliens were to come down from Earth, what would we name them? Like, what?
I mean, we'd probably ask if they were that, like, what's the word? Like, evolved, that they could make a spaceship and come down here. I'm sure we'd be able to figure out some way of, like, communicating with them, right? Not just, like, them talking in their language and us talking in ours.
And just as we're approaching the 20-minute mark, we can sort of wrap it up here.
Okay.
Or start to. What other point, like, key points would you say are, like, that I should, or that we should mention?
I don't know. There's been, I mean, with, like, NASA's super powerful telescopes or whatever they are, they've sent out some pictures with, like, planets with markings on them and stuff, like, that are in different galaxies and solar systems, but, like, that kind of makes me think that somebody put those there, right?
Exactly, like, who built planets? Like, how many Big Bang theories, as you were mentioning before, were there, like, a bullet against a bullet, odds are really close to zero. But to think about it, there's tons of planets, so that's 2 bullets. But what if, imagine 10 bullets colliding? That's what I think the odds would be to create another Earth.
Well,
like, imagine the odds of, like, all 10 bullets coming together at once.
Like that, the odds, they seem impossible for us to imagine.
Right.
But they are still there, and over millions and billions of years, they have to come along every once in a while. Because, like, if a billion years goes by, and one thing happens out of those billions of years,
right?
That's still something that happens, right? Like, it's possible.
Yeah, like, okay.
Yeah, so, like, it's just crazy to think about, but stuff can happen, like, over all these years, right? Like, it's not impossible, it's just the chances are small, but with given time, there's bound something can happen, something unimaginable.
Yeah, but, like, unimaginable. You can't imagine that, but when somebody says unimaginable, I think of planets hitting other stuff. Like,
mm-hmm.
NASA's thought of a way to deflect asteroids from hitting Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's, like, the technology is so incredible, but that you can save Earth. But just say, yeah, save Earth. But are you really saving Earth, though? Like, there's tons of trash.
It's natural. Like, it's...
Yeah.
It was bound to happen. But maybe we were put here, and now we've changed what could have happened. Yes. Maybe time isn't a thing. I don't know.
Right, like, say, for example, my water bottle. Say this was a plastic water bottle. It's like an actual sort of sport water bottle. Say... I just go, that's going to take millions of years to decompose, right? Mm-hmm. So we're altering Earth. And that is
exactly.
Littering. Yeah. Like, if you were to alter the course of Earth, what might happen when you alter it, but you can't unalter it?
Mm-hmm.
for example, air pollution. You can try and fix that, but still, many thousands of people have died from air, like mm-hmm. air cancer or stuff. I don't know what it's called.
Lung cancer.
Yeah, lung cancer. Like, smoking. Stop smoking. Still, so many people have died already.
Yeah, we keep doing it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, my grandpa told my mom this, and she's like, somebody needs to get hurt before it's fixed.
Yeah, that is
like,
true.
Earth is pretty much already hurt. Mm-hmm. So who's gonna be the one to fix it?
It's our lesson.
Yeah, it's our lesson.
And like I was saying, maybe people are always saying, oh, you aren't supposed to do that. You'll change the what's supposed to happen or whatever, like the course of time or whatever.
But whoever's telling you that is probably altered the course of time already.
Yeah. Or like, do you even, maybe it's just you're living in the now.
Right.
Like you're living for what is happening right now. It's not about the future or the past. It's just
now.
Yeah.
And 4 minutes left. Any final points you'd like to make?
I don't think so. Do you have any questions for me?
No, but still, like, other people may think life is out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now I'll do my intro, since we've made all of our points.
Okay.
Thank you for listening, and please listen to the other episodes and future episodes that are coming.